was one of those early American success stories. Born in 1804 to a captain named Aaron Dwinnell and his third wife, Abigail Forbes, Rufus Dwinnell set out to make a fortune for himself. He headed north and settled near Bangor, Maine, where he eventually built a lumber empire. It makes sense, I suppose. Maine always has had a lot of trees. But unlike the trees his company worked with, Dwinnell didn't put down roots. He had family in the area, at least one brother from another of his father's wives, but he mostly kept to himself. He preferred to focus on work and growing his career, and it eventually paid off. In 1838, at the age of just 34, he became mayor of Bangor. Eventually, though, a woman did catch up with Rufus Dwinnell. She was a lot younger than him, but love is blind, right? They married and began to build a new life together. Except, as they did, all the small differences became larger and larger. She apparently loved to shop, something he hated. She was as free with his money as he was tight with it, and this, of course, led to many arguments. The years passed, and as they did, the bitterness grew. But don't worry, no one gets murdered here, and there's no violence toward anyone that I know of. They just sort of grew apart, pulled in opposite directions by their interests and their priorities. And then, Dwinnell died. I'm sure his widow was sad. They'd been companions for years. But there must have also been some relief, you know? She would now be free to live life as she wanted, without her husband's constant restraint and frugality. The lumber fortune would be hers to spend as she pleased. Except it wouldn't. When it came time for the estate of Rufus Dwinnell to be executed, something startling was discovered. According to the will, as long as Dwinnell was in the grave, his wife would not have access to the money. She was appalled. She was offended and infuriated and saddened all at the same time. But she was also a very smart woman. She moved forward with the funeral plans and bought her husband a plot at Mount Hope Cemetery. But she didn't let them break ground. Instead, she hired a company to construct a stone sarcophagus above the grass. It sits on four short, thick pedestals on top of a stone platform. It's still there, too, if you ever want to drive by and see it. And it's clever, because it allowed her to bury her husband without burying him. He wasn't put in the ground, you see, which meant that Dwinnell's widow was awarded her inheritance after all. The system stood in her way, and she beat the system. She outsmarted a vindictive man and got what she deserved. And I like that. That's the story, anyway. It's what you'll hear whispered around campfires in Maine or among local folklorists. But the trouble is, Rufus Dwinnell never married, and his body isn't inside that fancy above-ground sarcophagus. It's right where you might expect, 6 feet, give or take, below the green grass of the beautiful cemetery. I know, that's a lot less fun to hear, isn't it? We'd much rather believe the tale and fall headfirst into the world of Dwinnell's widow as she fought to take control of what was rightfully hers. And you can do that if you want. That's the beauty of folklore, after all. It reminds us of the lives that came before us, and then anchors them in our memories with something heavy and difficult to let go of. Because in the end, we all want to be as crafty as Dwinnell's widow, to face our challenges with creativity and determination, to think outside the box, or in this case, outside the grave.